Hi, I am Leslie Burby, the editor-in-chief of Autism Parenting Magazine. Thanks for checking out our first podcast. I thought I would give some background information about why I interviewed Dr. John Pagano about the autism massage. Dr. John was introduced to me through a receptionist at my daughter's previous occupational and physical therapy center in Watertown, Connecticut. We had moved away from there to a different location in Connecticut and had canceled the therapy services there while we were waiting to be seen at a different therapy center closer to our new home. Unfortunately, the insurance wouldn't allow us to continue services in Watertown while we were on a waiting list in another town. So my daughter was not getting any services until her name was up on the list. So while we waited for services, we had to learn some coping mechanisms to handle the 3 to 5 major meltdowns that ensued every day, not to mention the fact that she was nearly impossible to get her to go to sleep, and once she was asleep, she wouldn't stay asleep, and the only foods that she was able to eat were soft and mushy because she has hypotonia, which means that she has such low muscle tone that she couldn't even chew her food. So all she ate was applesauce, pudding, and yogurt, and we had to give her chocolate Pediasure mixed with whole milk to help fill those nutritional gaps in her diet. So when the old receptionist called me and asked me if I would be willing to let a doctor come to my home and practice this autism massage on my daughter with me being present, I, of course, was very open to the idea. However, I still was very cautious as a parent. I had many questions, so I invited him over and he gave us tons of information, even watched a video with us explaining everything that was going to go on, even showing our daughter what was going to happen so she would not have any fear when he reached out to first touch her. So basically it's very simple. He lightly taps on her head and the tapping of the hand outward of the body. And it's very calming, very soothing. At first, she was very unsure of what he was doing, wasn't really sure. You know, she didn't want anybody to touch her unless we were rubbing her back or giving her squeezes, which is deep compressions, big bear hugs. So eventually came around, and it was very helpful. She eventually would ask for him on a daily basis. She is 6 years old now and still asks to see him, although he does not come anymore. She will still ask for what she affectionately calls the autism massage, which is pat-pat, because he lightly pats his hand against her head. So she will still ask for pat-pat when she is feeling overwhelmed or has had a bad day. And it's a very helpful thing, I think, as a parent, because my husband and I were finally able to do something at home that helped our daughter. We wanted so desperately to help her and calm those sensory overloads that she was having, but just didn't have any way to do so. So John gave us that tool to help her, and it was very, very helpful. So I was very excited when he agreed to be interviewed, and I hope you enjoy the interview as much as I did giving it. I encourage you to check out John's website, and he also does public speaking engagements, so if you're looking for that as well, you can contact him. I thank you for checking out our podcast, and feel free to go to www.autismparentingmagazine.com and enter your email to get one free subscription of our magazine. I'm Leslie Burby, editor. Thanks. Okay, so today is January 27th, 2013, and we're talking to Dr. John Pagano. Hi, John.
Hi.
So can you give us a little background of your qualifications?
Well, I started volunteering when I was like 13 because I had a sister who had Down syndrome. And when I noticed that I saw people with Down syndrome scare me, I felt really bad about that. So I walked into this mental retardation place, and they just put children in my lap. And I started working with them like as a volunteer. And then when I was 16, they hired me. So I became an OT when I got my bachelor's degree. And found out I didn't know nearly enough, so I went back and got my master's in early childhood special ed, and I got my doctorate in marriage and family therapy, because we were then suddenly supposed to be experts in working with the families.
Oh.
And I wanted to know more.
Great. Okay, so you are an occupational therapist.
Yeah.
And you... can you tell us how you became interested in the QST, and explain what it is?
Oh, sure. QST is Qigong Sensory Therapy, and I said I wasn't going to do anything else, but then I saw the research on it, and it was proven to be effective for preschoolers with autism, and there's not much research on massage approaches that they really are effective like this was for improving behavior. So I said, I really like to do this, and they're like, well, we're coming to Massachusetts. So I went there, and then they had to find me a family in Connecticut.
Okay.
And that's how I met you.
Right. So we know the autism massage works. We've seen it firsthand, and the research does back it up. And there's a site, right? It's qst.org, I believe it is.
Yeah.
What ages do they recommend for the massage?
It's been researched on preschoolers on the autism spectrum, so 3 to 5 on the autism spectrum. And she's begun to do research that shows its effectiveness with Down syndrome and other things too. But I've used it, despite the fact she told me not to, with children with autism, with Tourette syndrome, children who have been severely abused and neglected in early childhood, and found it effective on all of them. But she likes to stay with what she's obviously researched.
Right.
Because she's a doctor and everything.
Right. And by she, you mean Dr. Silva.
Dr. Silva, who's a medical doctor, does think it will have more applications, but she wants to prove everything before she brings it out. So what you know is that it's effective for children on the autism spectrum from 3 to 5. And what the research kind of shows is if the child has mild autism, then the parent doing it is most effective. If they have severe autism, it's more effective if the therapist does it and shows the parent. They're not exactly sure why, but that's what the research tended to show. So, you know, kids who are more severely involved, it tends to be helpful to have a therapist, OTPT or speech therapist or chiropractor, whoever, who's been certified in it. And thanks to your child, I've been certified in it. So to have someone do it. But if it's more mild, you could learn it as a parent and do it yourself.
Okay.
Hopefully, I would have a therapist just see you or occasionally tweak it.
Right. So have you, you have incorporated it into your work, which is at a mental hospital.
Yeah, I just kind of, most of my career I was in pediatric occupational therapy, and then about 6 years ago, I started working with children with mental illness and developmental problems, and that became like a passion.
Okay.
See, since a massage is not your typical traditional form of therapy, what would you say to parents to help overcome any skepticism or apprehensiveness that they might have when they hear about it? If they have any questions, I know initially I was concerned when I heard about the massage, because I'm, extremely guarded over my children, of course, very parental. But what would you offer? How do you calm those thoughts or ensure them that?
Well, first of all, I think that touch is a very typically nurturing thing to do with a young child. So it's something that, like, your family was already doing. And
Sure.
I simply showed you a research-proven way of doing it that kind of, I think, gave a structure for your husband and you to implement it nightly. And then, I did it once a week. So, and there's some controversy about it for some, like, fundamentalist religious parents, because it is based on acupuncture and qigong. It's called actually Tuina. It's a Chinese massage, but it uses the acupressure points. But I think when you, what one of the things that I personally think is the reason that it's so effective is because the parent is spending nurturing time with their child, and that, I think, would also facilitate the language and stuff as part of a bedtime routine, and then improve sleeping and a lot of things that we saw. I was attracted to it because it improves behavior.
Right, and I've seen that firsthand. It was extremely helpful for my daughter. Can you tell us about the seminars that you offer?
I combine a bunch of things, and I give workshops around the country for two organizations. One's called the Bureau of Education and Research, BER, and it's for regular preschool and kindergarten teachers as well as special ed and allied health people in the schools. A lot of times, even regular preschool and kindergarten teachers have kids who, in by second grade, would be labeled as having some type of developmental problem, autism or something else. But right now they don't, so they have to teach them in a regular classroom or as a special ed teacher. So I give that one, they're 1 day classes around the country for, in Canada, for preschool and kindergarten teachers and OTs, PT speech. And that basically combines, it's called FAB, Functionally Applied Behavior strategy. So, and I call it functionally alert behavior strategies, actually. And the reason that I do that is I combine behaviorism with some of the special things you need to do with kids with developmental problems. And so there's just basically four areas that I do.
Okay, great. On your website, excuse me, fabstrategies.com, I love your documents about the sensory triggers and the images. I thought it was very helpful. I actually even brought it to my daughter's school. There are some situations that I don't think people would even consider being triggers for some people. And until it's brought to their attention. So I thought it was very helpful, such as being held, being in crowds, especially auditoriums at school, darkness, when especially when the teacher shuts the lights off to quiet a classroom down, being told no or being bossy. What do you recommend to parents that have children that are triggered when they are told no and when they feel that their parents are being bossy? How do you recommend that a parent address some of those, like a dangerous issue without using the word no, without trying to appear bossy? Do you have
Yeah, there's two kind of challenges with it, is that when you have a meltdown, a real problem,
Right.
the good thing you can think about from it is you know where you're going to have a problem, and you can put stuff into place to to support you. So if your child has tantrums when they have to go to the school assembly, and yet the principal says they have to go to the school assembly, you can ask the school to put in pre-corrections. They're going to be things you're going to do because you know you're going to have a problem with the assembly. Or if they had dads who insist on bringing their child with autism to a monster truck rally indoors. And I know that's going to be a problem, but it's really important to the father. So you put something like you have a favorite person come, and you would give them headphones, and you would give them some options, and you give them a reward for doing it well. So there's some things that you can put into place in difficult situations so that you're reacting before they happen. Once you have one blow up, that's all you need to have.
Right. Good. Okay. And another document on fabstrategies.com, you have images for children to point out or color what helps them feel better, such as headphones, chewy tubes, a quiet area, a body sock, trampolines, listening to music, playing on a computer, just to name some. What would you say is the most, have you seen is the most commonly picked relaxer for?
In the schools, the thing that I use the most is noise-canceling headphones, but a little caveat about that is some kids are overly sensitive compared to average kids to noise, but a lot of those kids are also oversensitive to touch. So what I do is put my hands over their ears, press for like 3 seconds, and then slap the headphones on, and then give them some prize or something just for wearing the headphones, so they get used to the touch. My sister used to give me needles, and she'd press on my arm, and then she'd give me the needle. It didn't hurt so much. So I used that kind of a way of doing it, and I'd press on their ears, shove the headphones on, and then reinforce them just for wearing it. Then you can see if it's effective. Another thing for a lot of the kids that's, I'd say, one of the biggest ones I use in preschool and kindergarten is a disco set. It's like you can take a beach ball and blow it halfway up, and the kid's kind of off balance. Or if you buy the disco set, it's a nubby thing with air. And if it only is for kids with good balance who aren't scared of falling, but it enables them to sit for like 1 minute in class. Because if they're going to go to a regular first grade, you're going to have to sit for quite a while. So you want to start working on that young. But they're not really sitting still. They're really going kind of like this to stay on the cushion. So it gives them some movement. Those are my favorites that I probably use the most.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do you want to talk about your resource handbook?
Just basically that the approach that I use has 4 parts. Environmental adaptations, like adaptive equipment like your Chewy or something that you would replace a behavior with. Sensory modulation, that's the second section. So a bunch of strategies like feel your feet to calm down, or be a bird, breathe in and breathe out, those kinds of things. Then the third area is behavioral strategies. And the fourth area that I use, section D, would be
physical sensory.
So like net swings, and those would be more things that a therapist would do, but that way the parent and the teacher and the therapist could all be using the same sheet.
Okay.
The same strategies.
Great. And I see here in your handbook that you have it all written down, which is great. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to Autism Parenting today.